it includes the effect from the disk as well as the black hole itself. So the visible model just includes the effect from the black hole.
Black hole.
But the hybrid model includes the disk as well.
So that could give you more power.
Exactly. That's where the power is higher. But that goes beyond the...
So is this power related to the Eddington luminosity or not?
That's what I was asking, actually. I think.
Because Eddington is also proportional to the mass, right?
Exactly.
And is the Eddington curve above this, below this lens? Do you know?
I'm not sure about that.
So how big is the difference between those two curves? Is it a factor of 10 or more?
An example is, less than this, like 37, this is 42.
And what is, so this is in radio, or what is, how is PJET measured?
Oh, PJET is, there is this, do you mean in terms of like observations? Or
yeah, observations.
Observations, yes, they're calculating, I think based on the luminosity of the jets that they have or something like that. Because I haven't gone through it yet, so I still have to learn a lot. But
what is the units for PJET? Is it an air per second or something?
It's everything per second.
Air per second.
Over here it goes waters.
I see. Okay. So that problem is, so what is the problem now?
So problem is that this hybrid model is based, I think it's a problem, maybe it's not. It just stays up, very far from the galaxy's orbit, so it means that...
Maybe hybrid model is wrong?
Maybe we did something wrong. So the hybrid model is like PJET is H squared, omega plus omega is.
So H is the thickness of the disk?
Yes, it's the thickness of the disk.
And omega, what is omega?
Omega is just the angle of velocity. That's for the black hole, that's for the disk.
I see. So, okay. So it's angle of velocity with black hole one time.
And B is just the magnetic field.
But how do you know what magnetic field is?
How do we know how?
Yeah. What is B?
Oh, B is, it has a huge formula. But it's, I think they just do it, theoretically. So that's what they're doing. They're just entering that based on theory, and they put it there and see how it matches and stuff. So it's just a theoretical.
So it should be expressed at the end of the day in terms of observables, right?
Exactly.
So if everything is going to be a function of M black hole at the end, or
exactly.
Just everything?
Exactly.
And there will be a spin parameter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, there is a spin parameter.
Okay, so you're saying that this, if you've done this right, then that rules out. But then there is an H squared there. So if H squared is a small, then that could be smaller, right? So what do you do with H?
H depends on the radius of what?
It depends on the size of the,
it depends on the spin twice.
But in principle, it's independent. It's an independent parameter at H.
Well, there is H is related to this R0, and R0, as far as I remember, was R over R short shield or something like that.
Well, R0 is. Yeah.
And that R is proportional to the spin. So that's how it goes.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Well, but this is not necessarily general independent. I think H over R goes as L over L Eddington.
Okay.
So there would be a luminosity dependence as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this is a project, so you think you're that rules out this model?
Because Michael was saying if this basic model is okay, then you know maybe it means that we're measuring the mass of the black holes wrong. Mm-hmm. So it means that black holes are more massive and they're gonna move toward this end of the in terms of hybrid model now it means the black holes are even less massive.
Yeah.
So now there are going to be a problem there because McNamara was really hoping that there are going to be more massive. He believes that black holes are more massive than what we're measuring.
That's what people say.
Exactly.
Okay. But I really doubt that this is the way to test it because this jet power is a very uncertain, theoretically uncertain process.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to tell. So, I guess at Waterloo, it's only you, Brian McNamara, and the students who work on jets, and nobody else does that. Yeah. Maybe we should start an accretion disk reading group.
Exactly. That's going to help.
That might help. He has the students, and it's you and there are probably other students.
Yeah, there are a couple of other students. Yeah.
And they're all working on similar problems.
No, they're two, they're working on. Well, at the end, I guess we're all going to put together the same thing and put people together in the same paper. Yeah. But they're doing some other stuff. For example, the postdoc is working on like this RBS 797 galaxy, which has very weird jets and things like that. Trying to see how SPM is related to part of the jet as well. But they're doing a slightly different thing.
But they're all related to jets, right?
They're
all related to jets, exactly.
And it's been of the black hole that McNamara is interested to figure out how it's.
So, okay, so that's interesting. Yeah, but maybe we should figure something out, like a.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about the theory, exactly, and see what's going on. Because if we don't understand in terms of theory, then we can explain in terms of observation.
Yeah, and it's important to at least understand what are the theories and what we should be comparing the data to. I guess I assume Brian understands enough of it. But, yeah, it's tough. We don't really have a theorist here who does. When I was at CFA, there was Ramesh Narayan, so I was going to use him.
And he's coming over here.
Yeah, he's visiting in sometime in winter or spring. I don't know where he's at. So it's tough. we should make so we have all these problems. So the last problem, you just calculated f of m from that integral, right?
Yeah.
Okay, from that integral. And and the derivation of, so let's see. I don't really know what's the best thing to do. I guess we can just cancel the path. Yeah. We can just cancel the path. So, I guess what I can do is to.
Last problem was about this probability of.
But I think the difference between calculating f of m and. Between calculating f of m. So what I wanted you to do was to also calculate the number density.
Okay.
Dn by dm. And so this is just like the formula you had it, but so f of m is basically if the relation between this and the number density is that let's say all the mass is that if the all mass are these halos, then dn by dm, which is the density per unit mass, is integrated over dm times mass, or let's put it this way. this is the number of clusters, right? R times, say, times volume. Let's say dn by dm is the number density per unit mass. This is what people observe, that you go out and see how many clusters there are within some unit mass range, within some volume. So the number of clusters is dn by dm times the mass range times the volume, right? The mass of clusters is just going to be the total mass, it's just going to be mass times this, right? And this should be just df, the change in this f times the mean density of the universe, right? Because this is basically the total mass, or let's see, times the volume thing. Because what we have, this is the total mass due to clusters in this mass range in that volume. And that should be the change in the fraction of mass in those from, say, m to m dm, m plus dm, times the total mass in that region. Right? Does that make sense? Right.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
That's the total mass v rho.
Yeah, this is the total mass, and it should be, yeah, so that, this is the mass within that mass range. It should be the total mass times the change in the mass fraction. Because this is a mass fraction for everything more massive than some mass. So the change in that should be just the fraction in that particular mass range. So what this tells you is that dn by dm is the volume cancel is just going to be rho bar divided by m df by dm. And F, there was a formula for that, which is a Gaussian, basically. So the integral of a Gaussian, df by dm is just a Gaussian. So, if I just use that formula, F of m, plus 2 times integral of delta C. Delta. Now can you define the variable of x, for example? This is going to be integral of delta C divided by C power m to infinity minus x squared divided by 2. Divided by square root of 2 pi times dx. Right? So then df is just going to be, so x is just delta divided by square by sigma. No, x is just delta divided by sigma. So that formula now becomes dn by dm. It's just going to be rho bar divided by m and the square root of 2 divided by pi times this guy, like e to the minus x squared dx by dm. So what I just did is that this integral, when I change the mass, so this is f larger than m. So when I change the mass, I change the limit of the integral. So df by dm is just the change. Df by dm just changing the limit times the integrand divided by, right?
Okay.
Does it make sense? So okay. I'm just looking at the derivative of this stuff. Mm-hmm. The derivative of the integral is just the integrand times dx by changing the limit basically divided by f. And this is a cross-checker problem. So x here was delta divided by sigma of m. So this is how that was. command is x squared y by 2. And then b, and then delta c is like, x is the limit really just, so delta c is a constant, and then b cap b have sigma inverse of it divided by. So I just substitute this here. So this is the Fresh vector formula. So it tells you where the density of the cluster is becomes a maximum. So say so now that you calculate sigma of m from that procedure, what you plotted there, can plug it in here and calculate, say, how many clusters there must be, say, within 10 to the 14 affected to pin solar mass in some volume, say, in a 10 megaparsec sphere or in a 100 megaparsec sphere. It's just that formula. Yeah. So it's very useful and it's very easy. It's just based on Gaussian statistics. And it could be more exciting if there are more people.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this is this session. Okay. So this is the end of this class. And that's it for me. And I have to grade all these, and I guess next week you can finish
this one. On.
That's right.
Okay.
And give it to me.
Okay.
I'll give it, when you're here, you can give it to Mark as well. Mark will give it to me. And then something else. That's the end of the class. Thank you. Bye-bye.